Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 105.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome back to another special Friday Q&A episode of Optimal Health Daily. Normally, this is a podcast where I read to you from some super popular health and fitness blogs. But on Fridays, I answer your questions. If you want to send one in, it's really easy. Just visit oldpodcast.com and look for the red bar along the side that says Ask a Health Question. You can use your computer's microphone to record your question and do as many takes as you like. Or you can even use your phone. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com and I'd love to help you out. It's one of my favorite parts of this show. You can also call and leave a message. The number is 61 I love OHD. And we're doing small bonus giveaways for anyone that submits an audio question. You'll be entered into special raffles to win books and more. So all the more reason to ask a question. And with that, let's begin the Q&A and start optimizing your life.
Hi, my name's Jessie from Australia, and I've got a question about cardiovascular health. I did a 2.5 kilometer family obstacle course on the weekend and couldn't keep up with my 8-year-old. And my husband said that my cardio fitness needs to be better for long-term health. I'm 36 years old. I've always been quite fit and healthy, but prefer doing weights and interval training. Just wanted to get your thoughts on how important cardiovascular fitness is if it's something you don't really enjoy doing. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Jesse. In my experience, when people hear the term cardio or cardiovascular activity or aerobic exercise, which basically all mean the same thing, images of the crowded, noisy, and sweaty gym environment come to mind. You can just see those gym rats getting in their cardio by jogging on their treadmills or cycling along on their bikes, trying to distract themselves from the monotony by listening to music or this podcast. Thank you for that. Watching their favorite movies and TV shows on their phones, playing on Facebook, catching up on their reading, playing solitaire, anything to take their minds off of the next 30 to 60 minutes they have to endure just to make their hearts healthier. But please know that getting in a good cardiovascular workout doesn't have to be like this. Let me respond to your last question first, Jesse. Yes, cardiovascular activity is important. Making your heart work harder than it normally would does in fact make it stronger. It also helps keep your arteries healthy and flexible, releases good-feeling hormones, and may help prevent a number of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, some forms of cancer, and possibly Alzheimer's disease. But again, you don't have to spend time on an elliptical, a treadmill, or even a stationary bike to achieve these results. For example, you mentioned you enjoy working with weights. By shortening the amount of rest time between your sets, you can begin to incorporate more of a cardiovascular workout. For example, let's say you were working your biceps, and you just performed a set of bicep curls using dumbbells, and you lifted the weights 8 times. Translated another way, you performed 1 set of bicep curls for 8 repetitions. Usually what happens is folks will put down the weight, rest for 2 to 3 minutes, and then repeat that exercise. If you wanted to make your heart work a bit harder, rest for only 30 seconds before picking those weights up again. Now, I must mention that you probably won't be able to lift the same amount of weight after only resting for 30 seconds. You'll probably have to use a lighter weight instead, but that's okay. By increasing the intensity, you're training your muscles differently, which will help them grow, and you're going to be increasing your heart rate and begin to force it to work almost as if you're getting a cardio workout. I'll share a personal example. A while back, my buddy and I were getting frustrated with our usual gym routine. We saw an ad for those boot camp style classes. He really wanted to try it. I was hesitant, but I didn't want to let him down, so I signed up too. It was one of the best things I ever did. It opened my eyes to how hard I could push myself, but also how a fantastic cardiovascular workout can be done without ever hopping on a cardio machine. All of the exercises used my own body weight, nothing else. So it was still resistance training, but I was completely wiped after. But at the same time, I felt a tremendous sense of accomplishment. I used muscles I didn't even know existed. I learned about exercises I could do in the comfort of my home with no equipment. If I hadn't gone through these boot camp classes, I never would have pushed myself to branch out and try other routines. So sometimes it's worth trying something new. If it pushes you to the point where you're unable to hold a conversation with someone, you're getting in a cardio workout, even if you're performing resistance training exercises. Another idea. Let's say you're normally used to walking with your 8-year-old around the neighborhood. To help improve your cardiovascular health, race your 8-year-old to some landmark, maybe the end of the street, the next lamppost, you get the idea. Once you reach that landmark, be sure high fives are given all around, continue walking for another minute or so, find another landmark, and race again. You may not end up walking as long as you normally would, but that's okay. Because you increase the intensity of your routine by racing your 8-year-old, you're pushing your heart to work harder than it normally would, which is, again, a very good thing. Something that is often forgotten when it comes to protecting our heart and blood vessels is to stretch. Researchers are discovering that when we regularly stretch, it helps to keep our arteries more flexible, which helps prevent heart disease and strokes. The best time to stretch is after your workout, when your muscles are nice and warm. Aim to stretch the large muscle groups like your legs, back, and chest especially. Lastly, we're also learning that if you don't enjoy the exercises you're doing, or at least appreciate the fact that what you're doing is helping you achieve optimal health and wellness, you won't reap as many benefits. We used to think that if you're able to just go through the motions, put your time in at the gym, distract yourself a little bit, and get out, that was enough to help prevent a number of diseases. But that doesn't appear to be the case. You have to at least believe what you're doing is beneficial. You have to have some sense of appreciation, or dare I say, enjoyment of the exercises you're doing. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're on the treadmill and you truly hate what you're doing, yes, it will still provide benefit to you, but just not as much as if you appreciate it and really think about, wow, me being here walking on this treadmill is so good for my body right now. That's the kind of appreciation I'm talking about. But it doesn't have to be like that. That's why finding those activities that make you happy and or modifying those that you do enjoy is a great way to ensure that all of your hard work will pay off in the end.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for your question, Jesse. I hope that helps. And don't forget, you'll be entered into our small special raffles to win books every month. If you have a question that you'd like to send in, it's really easy and totally free to do it. Just come by oldpodcast.com and look for the Ask a Question button. From there, it'll walk you through the process. It's super simple. And again, we do special raffles for those of you that send in an audio question. So just a little bonus incentive to do that. You can also call and leave a message at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Either way works. Either way, I will hear your question and hopefully get a chance to respond to it. That's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.